course. Let's please start the recording first. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the At Large Social Media Working Group call taking place on Monday, 10th of September 2018 at 1200 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have John Lepreys, Daniel Nangasa, Pastor Peters Omorogbon, Sarah Kidden, Olivier Crepin Leblanc, Bram Fuzulani, Amer El Subai, Shridi Premaji, Irio Lansapuro, Lem McKnight, Amrita Chuturi, Adebunmi Adeola Akimbo, Dave Ananti Luxing, Alfredo Calderon, Ejikeme Egbugu, Michelle Shonanglinze, and Lillian Deluc. Currently, we don't have anyone listed on our Spanish channel, and we have received apologies from Liana Garcia, Dr. Govin, Susanna Gray, Eranga Samararantna, Satish Babu, Maureen Hilliard, and Narine Hachatriam. From SEP, we have Evin Erdoğdu and myself, Yeşim Nazar, and I'll be managing this call. And our Spanish interpreters for today's call are Claudia and David. And before we start, as usual, I would like to remind everyone to say their names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And a kind reminder for those who are on the phone bridge, please don't forget to use star 6 to mute your lines and star 7 to unmute. And back to you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yeşim. Good morning and good afternoon, good evening to everyone. This is John Lepreys for the Transcript Record. Thank you very much for coming out to the Social Media Working Group at Large call. We have been making progress on a number of fronts, and in this meeting we'll be talking about a couple of things. One is that the RELOs have largely decided upon Social Media Working Group leads. As we discussed in previous meetings, these leads will be the, controlling group, but the lead group in each RELO with respect to their social media presence for all at-large members in there and ALSs in their region. Additionally, we have a Google Sheet that lists relevant information that can be shared among those members, and we'll be making that available shortly. I know Evan's been working hard on that. Additionally, AP RELO has submitted some information about some of the things they're doing, which we'll discuss. Again, we'll just make sure everyone knows about the strategy and tech documents that are on the working page. We'll talk a little bit about goals, and then we'll see where we're at, and we'll move forward. So without further ado, for those social media working group, the RELO leads who are on this call, could they chime in? Is Sarah on the call? I'm going to go through the list on the agenda. So is Sarah on the call?
Sarah is on the call. Sarah, can you hear us? Just checking, making sure Sarah's line is unmuted and she's on the phone bridge, not dropped.
All right. You know what? Maybe I'm just going to go through the list. This might be we only have 10 minutes here. So, Sarah Keaton, and I will apologize in advance for mangling names. Bram Fuzulani, Wisdom Donkor, Montresor Conan, Joan Katambi from AFRELO, thank you very much for joining us. From AP Rao, Leon Gastian, and Amrita Chaudhary, thank you very much for contributing. From Urala, we have, of course, the inimitable Olivier Crepin-Lavon, Wale Bakare, Yuri Lanzapuro. I always have trouble with Finnish. I apologize. And Oksana Prikodho. From Loch Rallo, we're still, I believe we're still getting some nominees. So we're waiting on that. And then also Susanna Gray from Nerallo. And we'll be getting some more people from Nerallo as well. Because ideally we want at least three per Rallo to represent those Rallos and be the leads on social media. So at this point, I'll open the floor and see if there's either we have people on the call who would like to volunteer. Evan, you can take some names for people who are volunteering. So I recognize Alfredo. Go ahead, Alfredo.
Can you? Okay. Yes, I want to volunteer for the group, the working group, but I don't know if it has to be through the chair from the region, or can I just raise my hand and volunteer to participate? That's it.
Thank you, Alfredo. This is John LaPriest for the record. You don't have to go through the chair. We had made the call through the Rallo leadership initially. We're happy to take volunteers on this. So thank you, Alfredo, for stepping up. Are there other people who wish to speak up at this point? All right. I see Ajikeme. Go ahead. Oh, is that an old hand?
Hi, everybody.
Yes, we can hear you. You're faint.
I don't know if you hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
I
the volume
like
is just low.
Volunteer.
Okay. So we have, as you came in, has volunteered, I believe, Alfredo. Do we have anyone else who wishes to speak up at this point?
Sorry, hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I would like to volunteer. But can I choose to volunteer for the Twitter?
Yes. So a good question. We have about, for those of you, this is John LaPriest for the record, for people who couldn't quite hear because he's coming in very softly. He asked if he could volunteer for the Twitter.
Okay.
Absolutely. The way that these regional working groups are set up is that people in these regional working groups should work on those platforms where they have a presence and where they're familiar with, and if they want to expand to other platforms. The actual which platforms each working group focuses on is up to those working groups entirely. This social media working group recognizes that different platforms have different utilities in different parts of the world. And what works in Canada may not work in South Africa. So that is what platforms you actually work on is something to work out with your fellow members of your Rallo working group to coordinate with them.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Other questions or hands? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. So we're into the Rallo social media activity. Is there someone from AP Rallo who would like to talk about their social media activity and the submitted thing? I see Amitra. Go ahead, Amitra.
Thank you, John. Hope I'm audible. Amrita, for
you
the
are.
Record. So the plan to enhance the APRIALO is primarily on Facebook and Twitter, because these are certain social media tools which are used more in this region. The idea is more interactive. The suggestions which we placed was to have a live discussion on a particular policy, because we find that participation in policy discussions or policy writing is a concern. And community members can ask specific questions related to that particular policy. Then have certain sessions which would be live sessions, like, one leader speaking about, with ICANN63 coming up, we could have possibly two live sessions or one live session on what to expect from ICANN63. There could be Q&As with APRIALO leaders, or even at-large leaders, on how to engage with a community. And perhaps on a monthly basis, we could highlight an ALS, which would also encourage others to do, other ALSs to, do certain activities or initiatives. These could simultaneously be tweeted out so that there is more engagement. Possibly we could also have tweet discussions. A particular thing wherein different ALSs tweet on that subject to have a general conversation. So these were the rough ideas which came up on building a social media strategy.
Thank you, Amrita. Those are fantastic ideas. I know many groups which have successfully implemented sort of having, the monthly online tweet up. One of the things that they've done successfully is after the online meeting, especially on Twitter, they use something like Storify, which allows someone to grab a bunch of tweets and put them in a sort of a blog form, and then they share out the form. So people who are not participants or people who are participants are able to document the events of the Twitter gathering, the tweet up, for others. And then that's something that you can take away and show in the future. And so then you, over time, you end up with a record of these different meetings coming directly from the tweets. And Storify is a very easy application to use. I've used it myself. But by and large, the things that you're talking about doing are exactly the kinds of things I was hoping that the regional working groups would be using. Dave, I see you.
This is David Anthalaksen. Thanks. I guess my question is, what APRIALO is suggesting is good. So my obvious question is, why don't we do that for the actual at-large itself? Why not have a monthly? Why not have some of these ideas for the regular at-large social media channels? Because it seems to be a practical thing that could help everybody. Thanks. That's it.
John LaPriest, for the record, a great idea, Dave. All we need is someone to take the lead on it, and we can start start on that as well. We can add that as an action item, Evan. Did Amrita, did you have another hand up, or was that an old hand? Go ahead,
oh,
I recognize
hi.
You.
I did have my hand up in Amrita for the record. In fact, this is something which I was going to suggest, that it should not be limited to one RALO, but it could be a combined activity of at-large, wherein the different RALOs join together and then do it. It could be one combined activity, or if, for example, highlighting someone, it could be a specific RALO also. It could be at both levels.
Thank you. Alfredo.
Yes, this is Alfredo for the record. I was under the understanding that from staff, Mario was going to do something with social media so we can channel it through him to follow up on the idea that Ampita mentioned. Thank you.
Okay.
Evan,
did we get communication?
Maybe I can answer.
Sorry, this is John LaFrieza for record. Did we get communication from Mario on that?
Sure. Thank you, John. This is Evan for the record. Yes, he definitely works with ALSs and is a great point of contact. If you are already coordinating him with him on an event with your ALS or as a community member, feel free to let him know, and he can help draft and retweet events for sure.
Okay. Other hands at this point about going forward. We're going to take Dave's suggestion as an action item, and that's a fantastic idea. Do we have anyone who wants to volunteer to take the lead on the first one? Dave.
Hi.
Oh, this is Dave. I'm not sure if I want
to... I'd like to join the queue.
I think we have a voice call asking
hello?
For a spot in the queue. Yes, hello?
Yeah, this is hello. I'd like to join the queue.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm not sure if I'm the one to actually volunteer because my time is kind of difficult, but... perhaps what we can do is look at a particular key policy point that's a policy issue that's of great impact. And it could be a simple, I guess maybe the KSK rollover might be the one, since that's the one that's going to happen in a month's time, I think, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, so that's a timely one, right? So, and, you know, that could be a way of, so, and what could, how it can be approached is you can have like a person from each of the relos that could speak to it. Perhaps you could have somebody, a subject matter expert, just to give an overview of what it is, or have some video or preparatory material beforehand. And then we could look to ask questions and turn it into a, as I say, a Facebook Live session or Twitter Periscope type of session.
Yes, John LaPriest for the record again. I think that's a great idea to pick on the KSK rollover. In fact, I think that perhaps we should grab someone from ICANN, either potentially ESSEC or from a technology team at ICANN. I know that they've been doing a lot on a lot of platforms to get the news out to on KSK rollover. And this would be yet another way that they can add to their communications outreach, which is important. All right. I see Sarah was in the queue first on the dial-in. So, Sarah, do you want to speak up now?
Yes, hi. This is Sarah for the record. I just wanted to request that you... with this option they are given, the ones you are signing up for, I just get at some point.
I'm sorry, Sarah, you were a little garbled for me. Can you repeat that, please?
So I'm saying my call dropped, so I missed some of the things, and I would like to ask you to repeat the two options that people are signing up for. The ones where you're looking for
leads.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is John LaPriest again for the record. So we had called for volunteers, additional volunteers as RALO leads, and then the more recent call, it was for a volunteer to take a lead on hosting a general at-large tweet-up. And at Dave's suggestion, and Amrita's suggestion, and I think we've arrived at a topic of KSK rollover. And I see Glenn's got some stuff in the chat as well. All right. Lillian, I recognize you. Lillian, you have your hand up? All right, we'll pause on Lillian. Daniel, do you want to say something? You have your hand up.
Yes. Daniel, for the record, I hope I can be heard loud and clearly.
Yes.
I would like to, thank you very much. I would like to mention one thing is that the fact that you're looking at different modes of engagement using social media, I'm speaking on behalf of autism engagement. I think the various channels that are outlined in the documentation should be subject to metrics. And in this metric, we need to look at what is the impact that social media is going to create. With that example of KFC Europa, can we be able to see the reach? Because once we get this channel and identify the reach, then we can be able to clearly calculate what objectives to achieve during the ICANN63 and for other upcoming meetings. Then, when it comes to these events that engage all the different rallos into all the rallos in one space, then it's a good idea to have that whole team, and then to come up with the social media communication strategy, for example, for the ICANN63 meeting. And I think that should be like one of our key action points to that. How are we going to have social media engagement for ICANN63? Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Daniel. Lillian, are you on sound now?
¿Me escuchan?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, for the record, Lillian De Luque of La Rogalo. Well, my English is not good, but I offered me, me ofrezco como voluntaria para el grupo de social media. I am journalist. Yeah, is it
I'm offering a
honor?
Volunteer for the social media working group in the La Rogalo.
Okay, Lily. We will add you to the La Rogalo social media working group.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, I see the comments in the chats. Thanks, Glenn, for stopping in. And, yes, and getting some metrics down for Daniel's needs or Daniel's comments are important as well. Let's see. All right. So, and that actually sort of takes us, and Daniel's comments takes us into the ICANN63 social media goals. And that is, so...
1 minute remaining.
Oops. All right. So so we've got first on the calendar the KSK chat or tweet up, but then following that is probably the next one should be on ICANN63. As an intro, and then as for goals at social media or for social media at ICANN63, we need to find out from the registrants, and this is another thing we can ask Evan for. I think is who in at large is going to going to be physically present at ICANN63 that who's active in social media. In at large, and then who is going to be chiming in at range. And we do have some tools, or ICANN has some tools right now that do measure engagement.
Your airtime is exhausted, and your call has been terminated. Please load airtime.
So we will be, so we'll be capturing that information, likes, comments, and such. Yeah. So, and that actually gets to one of the other issues we have, which is like, what does engagement mean for the working group more broadly? And I'd like to open this discussion at this point, as this sort of ties into the ICANN 63, which is, so we have two, as I see it, and I'm open to criticism and also critical ideas on this, but we have two main audiences at large for social media. We have those people who are already engaged in some way, who are already joined the conversation in some way, and we are trying to energize them to become more engaged. And then we have people who are lightly engaged or just sort of showing up for the first time to get them, to plug them into at large. Can I get some comments here at this point about what people think about engagement with respect to social media? How should we be using this tool? How should we be using social media engagements to grow at-large engagements? And I know for those of you who are on the outreach and engagements, you may have some ideas on this as well. So I want to open the floor at this point. Amrita, I see you.
Thanks, John. Amrita for the records. When we're talking about engagement, as you mentioned, there are two or three types of engagement. One is to sell the story of APRELO or the ALSs to the APRELO or the at-large community. Second is to motivate the ALSs to spread the word and engage their own communities with these stories. And third is the engagement is with the outer world, which could be the ICANN community at large or the community beyond ICANN on what is happening at large or the different rallies, what is going on and why they should engage in or become an ALS. This is how I perceive it.
Thank you, Amrita. Other comments? Dave, I see you.
Okay, this is Dave. Well, perhaps it's not going to be a direct solution, but I think one of the challenges, and this is something that's going to be, I'm sure, going to be occupying the outreach and engagement, potentially the technology task force, is if there's a way to somehow pull in, if we could somehow ask questions coming out of, say, a wiki or wiki policy comment page into into social media, and then also feedback into the process. I don't have an exact solution there, but I think this is probably one of the goals we need to study further and try to bridge that gap, because it seems to be very separate activities.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have an easy solution, because we have challenges in how the wiki is structured and so forth. The wiki is not exactly very mobile friendly when people are, which most people on social media are on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a challenge. So, but I imagine, especially with the at-large review, you're going to kick off, I imagine, after ICANN 63. You know, you can have the technology task force, this group, and the outreach and engagement group trying to come together to try to figure out this problem. I guess the challenge with engagement overall, not just doing ICANN 63, is that, how is there a way to have the persons respond to queries? And I guess the question that could fall to Evan, who is monitoring that large social media channel, do you get questions from, do you get engagement actually in the sense of people asking questions about, either on Twitter or Facebook, to be quite honest. And if so, do you answer them, or do you feel like you don't have time to answer them?
Thanks, Deb. This is Evan. If you're asking via Twitter specifically, not so much. Like, from my experience, a lot of people already in our community. If they have questions, they'll email or approach through a different platform. But I think that that's a great idea, and it could be utilized a lot more, that people could be engaging more with us on Twitter. And it could also be a great way for Raleighs as well to engage with their community members. I'm not sure if I answered your question, but thank you.
You know what, I think John LaPriest for the record. To today's points and to Evan's points, one thing we might consider, and this would be very easy to implement, is creation and promulgation of a hashtag for questions at the ICANN meeting to at large. So, hashtag question ALAC. And then that would make Evan's task easier, because then she monitors the hashtag, and people who want to ask questions send the question to the specific hashtag. See some folks typing. Lots of folks are typing. Alfredo, I see your hand.
Yes, this is Alfredo Calderon for the record. John, that brings me to a question that I have regarding, you mentioned to have hashtags, but I recall that at some point in time we were talking about having sort of a glossary or some list of big general hashtags that each region is using, so that we can use that when we post something in Twitter or even Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you, Alfredo. Yes. This is John LaPriest for the record again. Yes, at present, the way we're going with is that we're going to be using, the Raleighs should be using their regional hashtags, so hashtag APRALO, hashtag NARALO, hashtag LockRALO, AFRALO, URALO, et cetera. And those will be the users in those Raleighs should, when they want to share content, they should use those hashtags. I believe those hashtags are on the Google Sheet that we're building right now with social media working group regional leaders. We're trying to sort of collaborate and grab people's social media handles as well as the hashtags they use, as well as the ones we want people to use more broadly. We're also discussing, and I know this has come up in some other things, and that is there any interest among the working group to adopt something, a platform like Slack, to make out-of-channel communications easier and collaboration easier? And Olivia, I see your question. I will refer that to Evan in the chat. To Alfredo, so the hashtags used by the ALSs, I see Alfredo's question. So the hashtags that are used by the ALSs, the regional social media volunteers, the leaders, they should be plugging that information into Evan so that you can capture it in the general document so that it's broadly available to everyone. So that's a question of sharing that information. Dave, I see your hand.
Thank you. This is Dave. So, just going back to the hashtag question, I know there's been a document, because I remember working on a document, so I'm sure Evan has a link to it or something.
Okay.
Because I think it was a Google Sheet or a document. So
okay.
It's open for, as I say, to capture all of them, all of the hashtags to use, to ensure consistency and to reevaluate whether the hashtag is too long or not communicating the right thing you want to communicate with. Going back to the thing with Slack, so the At-Large Technology Task Force has been promoting the use of Slack as a way of communicating as a replacement for group chat. This is the TTF presentation in the chat, page 22, which goes into the great detail as to why we should use Slack and so forth. And we already have a Slack group already changed at large community, icon@largecommunity.slack.com. The challenge has been, of course, for somebody to help administer it. And one of the things we'll probably be doing is when the budget request goes in for next year, given that Slack is affordable to nonprofits, we'll want to make a budget request for ICANN to actually support it directly. But the icann@slack.com is set up. So I'm the admin of that, being the former chair of the technology task force. So I can easily add admins, and if you want to create channels, I'll be, you know, to kick it off. That will be great.
Yeah, Dave, that would be fantastic. Can you coordinate with Evan to provide the, because I don't have access here, to the right Slack channel so we can promulgate it, share it out to the social media working group folks. I would be happy to do a little bit of organizational work to get it up and rolling because I've been using Slack with some other work I do. So I can at least do the initial setup for the social media working group and get it rolling.
Great. I'll add you as admin. Okay.
And I'll speak to the, and this is John LaPreeze again, I'll speak to the group at large is that I have been using Slack for a couple of years now in my business world. And I find it a very useful tool. And I was thinking of it in terms of the at-large working group as an out-of-channel communications tool so that we could use it to share content before we actually share it in a public venue on one of the social, along one of the platforms we're using. And also to share information like hashtag strategies and at some point where we can have a common repository of this information at a glance. And it is mobile friendly. So I once we get it set up, I would encourage everyone to take a look at it and play with it because that's what you do with new technologies, you play with it. Dave, I see you.
Yeah, thanks. One quick follow-up is that one of the benefits of Slack is that, you know, you can have integration so that when a particular hashtag occurs on Twitter, it's posted into a Slack channel. So you can create a Slack channel with a particular hashtag, and when something happens on Twitter, you get that post into the Slack channel. So, you know, you could look at those type of integrations, especially mm-hmm. when you're doing things like Q&A and stuff like that.
Oh, so, that's fantastic.
So, that's it.
Okay, let's see. So we talked about Slack. Seems we have a long list of action items at this point. Are there any questions on the floor at this point? I mean, my general, marching orders at this point are that the regional working groups should continue to work among themselves and coordinate their social media activities. We're going to actually step up the meeting schedule, I think. I think we're going to meet in 2 weeks from now to see where we're at. So we'll get some additional coordination within the working groups. We're going to try to get people who are active in the working groups, the regional working groups, up on Slack. We're going to be sharing out those hashtags we discussed. We will be looking at the an at-large wide tweet up on the topic of KSK rollover with hopefully ICANN support. I'm sure their communications department would be interested in it. We may have to do multiple tweet ups because of time zones. So we'll have to have people running them at different times. Also, what am I missing? I see Dave. Oh, yes. And to Olivier's question, I think Evan answered that the LinkedIn page had not been, I think Evan mentioned that the LinkedIn page had not been heavily used of late. Trying to think, is there anyone else who wants to say anything at this point as we're moving along? And thank you, Dave. I see that in the chat as well, the link. Dave, I recognize your hand.
Sure. Just a note that if we do want to use LinkedIn to disseminate information, if we think more ALSs or ALS representatives are on LinkedIn, and I'm not on LinkedIn, so I have no experience on that. The tool that at-large uses, which is the buffer, which is used for the at-large channel, can also support LinkedIn, so as a output channel. So the idea being that, you know, with buffer, just for those who don't know, that's a social media tool that allows you to cross-post to multiple social media channels. So you compose the message in one place rather than multiple places.
Okay.
So just something to note. If the group decides that we should try to use LinkedIn, we do have the capability.
Yeah, and John LaPriest for the record again. And part of this also, I see Olivier's comments. It'd be interesting to see what the RALO level breakdown of the LinkedIn group members are. I know LinkedIn is popular in the U.S., I don't know how popular it is globally. So I think, again, this is one of the reasons that we've devolved to a RALO level organization, is that, you know, there might be some regions where LinkedIn is not an issue at all, and in those regions we probably won't be posting. But in other regions where LinkedIn is more popular, it's probably going to be a more active platform. And this is sort of in the hands of the people who are the leads in those regions. So other comments or questions at this point? All right. Oh, that was the last thing I just recalled, is that follow up on metrics for the tweet-ups as well as for ICANN63 engagements. I don't think I'm forgetting anything at this point. Are there any other last questions before we wrap this meeting up a little bit early? Nope. Yes, Evan, did you catch Sarah's comments about the FRLO sign-up for, I think there's someone in the chat or someone who did not.
I believe it was Elvis, perhaps, if you could please confirm.
Yeah, I know we had two.
Ejikime, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, great. I can record him. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sarah. All right. So with that said, we'll set up another meeting in 2 weeks. We are still looking for someone. So I encourage the RALO level leaders to go out and start thinking about tweet up topics. We will work on the global tweet up on KSK rollover, and we will be addressing these action items in the next 2 weeks. I look forward to your participation and seeing you online. And with that, I will close the call.
Thank you all.
this meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks to the interpreters. Take care, all.
Have a good one. Bye.